CCSR is an outlet for students to complete community service projects. And basically, the community service project I'm participating in this year is called Common Ground, which advocates for classroom inclusion. So I weekly go to a classroom of students with disabilities, and we work together. And we became really good friends this year. They're such amazing kids. And when we went on quarantine, obviously, I couldn't see them anymore, which was super sad. So I thought, how could I keep communicating with them in a way that is safe and healthy for everyone? And emails these days get sent often, so I wanted something a little more from the heart and special. So I thought, everyone loves to get letters. I know I love to get a letter. So I reached out to other kids who participate in Common Ground, and we decided that every week we'll each get a person from the Access Program, which is the program that teaches life skills and things like that, and we would send them a letter. So every week, you know, I'll assign someone a person, like, you do so-and-so this week, and then we have their addresses. We got them from the school. We got permission, and we send them letters weekly.
What do you put in the letters?
The first letter was pretty general. I just said, like, hi, how are you? I gave them my information so they could write back, and I have heard back from a lot of them, which is super awesome. But recently we've discussed Easter, if people have celebrated Easter, or what they're doing to stay busy, giving each other recommendation on fun activities or movies, things like that.
How many letters do you, as just you, Jackie, send out in a week?
In a week, I do about 4.
Okay. So each of you is assigned at least one other student?
Yes. So there are 4 of us participating in sending out the letters, and there are 8 kids in the program, so 2 kids per week.
Can you elaborate a little bit about the importance of that personal communication that you referred to that's in a letter?
So I think when people hear social distancing, they think just stopping communication. And what I thought was, yes, physically you have to distance, but emotionally this can be a hard time for a lot of people. And that's the part that we can't stop, that emotional connection and the communication. So I felt as though where a lot of people can feel alone at this time, this would be a great way to let people know that, like, we're all in this together, and I'll write to you, you write to me. Just something for them to look forward to every week.
I'm an old man, and I remember writing letters on a regular basis. But this has got to be something new for you.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I enjoy it. It's much more relaxing writing a letter, definitely, than it would be typing an email. It just feels like a more personable thing to do.
And could I ask you finally, Jackie, and thank you so much for your time, but can you talk about why, at this strange time of social distance, why what you're doing is important?
I think it's important just to spread the message that we all are going through the same thing. And no matter who you are or what you're doing, if you're working out of work, that, like, right now, one of the things that we all should reflect on is there are rarely times in the world where everyone can relate to one another in the same way, and this is one of them. So we should just spread that love and positivity to everyone.